Father, now that we have the opportunity, we must act.
Sunita held the old man's hand while his healer administered the injection of morphine, supervised by Mildred.
You push me when I cannot think straight. My mind is unclear.
Just hang in there. It'll take a few moments to start working.
Mildred indicated to Sunita to follow her to the far side of the room. She didn't want the Baron to hear what she had to say.
Mildred, I know he is not long for this world, and will soon join our ancestors, but that is why I must press him.
Sunita, I can't remember the last time I saw cancer like that. The tumor inside him must be huge, and it looks like it's spread over his whole body. He must be in immense pain. Any shots I can give him are not going to be strong enough. Pretty soon, he'll be too resistant to the dope to get any relief. How can he make any decisions in that state?
But he must. He is the leader, and we cannot move without his word.
Okay. But don't be hard on him. It must be all he can do to stay lucid right now.
They returned to the leader's bedside. From the expression on his face and the misting in his eyes, the morphine had kicked in enough to give him temporary relief.
Father!
I know. I have a little time in which to gather my thoughts. Find Marcos quickly and bring him here.
Sunita rushed from the room, leaving Mildred and the healer alone with the leader. The leader dismissed the healer with a wave, then extended his arm, offering Mildred his hand. She took it and felt how weak his grip had become.
Listen to me, Mildred Wyeth. I have two things that I must do before the long night descends on me. I must authorize the evacuation of our now barren home, and I must decide between Elias and Marcos for Sunita's husband. You think I should let my daughter rule alone as she wishes? Ah, if only it were that simple. I would trust her to be a good leader, but the people of this island believe that a leader should be male.
If you trust her that much, why not make the precedent?
No, this is not the time. This is a crucial point in our history. We have to take to the Whitelands to survive, and that will be enough upheaval for our people to deal with right now. Surely you can see that.
I can't say I agree totally, but I do see where you're coming from.
Marcos is a good man, but distrusts the Pale Ones because of his brother's teachings. Elias is more open, but does not have the people's respect. It is a precarious decision I must make. And at a time when I cannot think. There is something else that colors my mind and makes the choosing hard. A secret that has passed down the line of leadership and must rest with Sunita before I go into the darkness. Something that is made the more important by our leaving the island.
Then maybe you should tell her now, while you still have your faculties.
Again, not that simple. It could be awkward for this to be known when they are preparing to leave. I will not make the journey. But the secret cannot stay here. I must trust you with this, Mildred Wyeth, so that you may carry it with you and tell Sunita at the right moment.
And what will be the right moment?
You will know. You have enough wisdom for that.
The old man looked away from Mildred toward the doorway as he heard the approach of Sunita and Marcos.
It would be impolitic to tell you now. Another time, when you administer my painkiller. Now, I must prepare for my final decree.
The door to the adobe hut opened, and Sunita entered with Marcos respectfully at her heel. The sec man shot Mildred a curious glance. Was it because he wondered what had been said while she was alone with the Baron? Or was it because he still couldn't figure her out? The Baron had sat himself upright on the pillows and looked from his daughter to the sec boss.
I had my daughter bring you here because I have a decree. You will not like it, but it is a necessity. From today, we ready the islanders to leave our home and transport all our wealth, belongings, and our spirits to the Whitelands.
Marcos's eyes widened and his mouth fell agape. It took him a moment to regain his composure.
Is this wise? You dare to question me?
For the briefest of moments, Mildred could see the strength of the man shine through, an insight into how he had to have been before the cancer ripped through him.
No, I would not presume to contradict the word of our leader. I would, however, wish to understand why such a decision has been made, one that will meet with much opposition within the community and inspire resentment that will be divisive in some quarters.
I would never wish to leave this island unless it was necessary. And, in truth, you know that it is. Take your head from the sand and look around you, Marcos. This island can no longer support us. Successive generations have drained it dry, and now we have to find a new home. It will not be easy to wrench ourselves away from here, but it must be done. I shall not see it, but it is important we set events in motion right now, lest it be too late.
You mean that the word would be better received from you than from me?
That is not a reflection on you, my daughter, but simply an acknowledgement of fact. We shall talk of this another time, when we are alone. For now, all that remains to be said is that it is up to you and Marcos to inform the people of my decision, and to implement the necessary measures for it to be made. So, now, leave me. I feel tired, and have to rest.
Barris lay back on the pillows and closed his eyes.
The morphine's really taken effect now. It'll put him out for a few hours.
Then we should leave. I have matters to attend, but I shall be at your home in 2 hours, if that is acceptable, to discuss arrangements.
In 2 hours, then.
2 hours it is.
Mildred, although it was the decision I wanted, I feel this is going to be fraught with problems.
Mildred looked back at Barris, thinking of whatever secret he would be imparting to her trust.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
The meeting at Sunita's dwelling was short and far from sweet. Marcos made it known that the move would bring nothing but trouble, and that he personally was far from happy about living in the Whitelands. However, he had a job to do, and he would discharge his duty to the best of his ability. Mildred noticed that, having made his position clear, he seemed to relax and shift into a different gear, acting with a clearness of head and clarity of purpose that she found surprising. Plans for the evacuation were drawn with speed, the sec boss pointing out areas of difficulty and overcoming them with relative ease. It was hard to believe that this was the same man who had started the meeting by voicing such vehement objections. He left in the still watches of the night, the plans complete. It was agreed that they would hold an island meeting the next morning to make matters clear and to begin the process. As he left, the sec boss ordered the night watches to prevent early rising hunters, miners, farmers, and fishermen from beginning their tasks. Everyone had to be present in the main square when the meeting began. For Sunita and Mildred, it meant a night of little sleep. The reaction of her people to the news was an unknown that worried the leader's daughter. As for Mildred, she wondered how her companions would feel, hearing this for the first time from the leader's daughter instead of Mildred herself. She knew that if it were her, she would feel in some way betrayed and made wary. Yet she couldn't go tell them now, for she couldn't risk the news leaking to the village before the next morning. It was an untenable position.